President Obama's approval rating is pretty dismal right now. And as the saying goes, when the going gets tough, presidents get out of Washington. All right, that's not actually a saying, but it does happen. And President Obama is just back from a two-day visit to Minneapolis. While he was still there earlier today, he delivered a speech about the economy. In the audience, a woman named Rebecca Erler and her family. The trip was billed in part as a day in the life of Rebecca. NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith reports this is a throwback to a time before Barack Obama was a household name.
In 2007, when his candidacy was still considered a long shot, then-Senator Obama spent a day walking in the shoes of a home health aide.
I'm Pauline Beck. I'm a SEIU home care worker in Alameda County. And today, Senator Barack Obama walked in my shoes.
Let me see Ms. Beck here. Is this Ms.
In a
Beck?
Video posted by the labor union that arranged it, Obama is young and energetic and doesn't have a hint of gray hair. They go to the home of one of her clients, an elderly man.
I prepared breakfast for him. I helped to make the bed. I cleaned the house, did some laundry.
Obama once described it as one of his favorite days of the campaign. And he still talks about that experience, says Dan Pfeiffer, a senior advisor to the president.
He does. He does. He talks about the day. We joke about it. There are fewer of us around now who were there for that, but that day meant a lot to him.
Going back and watching the 2007 video, it is striking how now, years later, the president is talking about the same policy prescriptions, not as accomplishments, but still as aspirations. A lot has changed since then. It was a simpler time, before the Great Recession hit, before congressional gridlock became the norm. And in some ways, it seems like this new Day in the Life campaign is an effort to remind Americans, and maybe Obama himself, of that guy who first ran for president.
All right, I'm going to let everybody enjoy the burger, and I got my date over here.
His date was Rebecca Erler, a 36-year-old accountant and mother of two preschool-age boys. Her husband's construction business went under in the Great Recession, but they've worked their way back and even recently bought their first home. She and the president sat down for cheese-stuffed burgers and iced tea at a place called Matt's Bar. She had written the president a letter telling him her story. Although the trip was supposed to be a day in the life of Rebecca, it was more of a lunch meeting followed by a day in the life of Barack Obama. After lunch, they took the motorcade to a town hall-style event. Obama described their conversation to the crowd.
Just talking about how she'd done everything right, her and her husband, and she's working hard and raising two beautiful kids, and she has a great life, but it's a struggle, and wondering if anybody in Washington knows it. You know, what I told her is the same thing I want to tell all of you, which is, I know it. You're the reason I ran for office.
It's easy to look at this much-hyped day in the life with a lens of cynicism. It makes for pretty pictures on the White House Instagram account. But it also seems to signal a yearning in the president, a desire to connect, both with people outside of the bubble and with the young senator who said hope and change were possible and not just slogans.
Yeah, I was you guys. You know, somebody out here is going through what my mom went through. Somebody out here is going through what my grandma went through. Somebody out here is going through what Michelle and I went through when we were first married and our kids were first born. It's not like I forget.
A recent Gallup poll put President Obama's approval rating at just 41%. Odds are against him fulfilling any more big campaign promises in his final 2 years in office. As he closed his remarks, Obama implored the audience.
Cynicism is you know, popular these days, but hope's better.
And harder to come by. Tamara Keith, NPR News.